Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajinyo Mehta with the news. First day headlines. Parliament passes promotion and regulation of online gaming bill 2025. Both houses adjourn sine die as monsoon session concludes. Nagaland Legislative Assembly to hold two-day session from September 2. And Nagaland and Assam governments to jointly undertake all future activities in disputed area belt. And now the news in detail. Parliament has passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill encourages esports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services. Moving the bill, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said online money gaming poses serious concerns in the society as it creates addiction leading to financial frauds and cheating. He highlighted the various segments of the bill.
तीन सेगमेंट है. पहला सेगमेंट है ई स्पोर्ट्स, जिसमें एक टीम बनाकर खेलते हैं, कोऑर्डिनेशन सीखते हैं, स्ट्रेटेजिक थिंकिंग होती है. हमारे प्लेयर्स ने भी कई मेडल जीते हैं. इस बिल में ई स्पोर्ट्स को प्रमोट किया जाएगा, उसके लिए एक अथॉरिटी बनाई जाएगी और इसको एक लीगल रिकॉग्निशन मिलेगा.
The bill has a provision of a complete ban on offering, operating or facilitating online money games with jail and monetary penalties in case of violation. It aims to protect individuals, especially youth and vulnerable populations, from the adverse impacts of such games. The bill was passed by Lok Sabha yesterday. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha have been adjourned sine die today, with this monsoon session of Parliament, which began on 21st of last month, concluded. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said during the session, 14 government bills were introduced and a total of 12 bills were passed. He said special discussions were held on Operation Sindoor and on the achievements of India's space program. He said a total of 419 start questions were included in the agenda for this session, but due to continuous pre-planned disruptions, only 55 questions could be taken for oral reply.
सत्र के प्रारंभ में तय किया था कि हम इस सत्र में 120 घंटे चर्चा करेंगे. बिजनेस एडवाइजरी कमेटी में भी इस पर सहमति बनी थी, लेकिन केवल 37 घंटे ही चर्चा कर पाए.
In the Rajya Sabha, amid din, the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill 2025 were referred to a joint committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. Deputy Chairman Harivansh said the House functioned for only 41 hours 15 minutes and the productivity of the session stood at 38.8%. He said 14 government bills were passed or returned during the session.
Members had the opportunity to raise 285 questions, 285 hour submissions and 285 special mentions. However, only 14 questions, 70 hour submissions and 61 special mentions could actually be taken up. While these contributions are of value, they represent only a fraction of what this August House is capable of achieving when it functions to its full potential.
Nagaland Legislative Assembly has released the provisional program of business for the upcoming 7th session of the 14th State Assembly. The House is scheduled to sit for 2 days on September 2 and 4. Our correspondent has details.
The Assembly session will commence on September 2 with obituary reference followed by questions. The day's agenda include reporting on assent of bills, discussions on matters of urgent public importance and introduction of government bills and resolutions. Annual administrative reports and Assembly committee reports will also be presented. Following a one-day recess, the session will resume on September 4 when it will take up consideration and adoption of government bills and resolutions and further matters of public importance and any unfinished business. Karhar Akashvani News, Kohima.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The governments of Nagaland and Assam have agreed to jointly carry out all future activities, including plantation, in the disputed area belt DAB. An official communique from the Nagaland Chief Secretary's office issued today said The state governments had recently conducted a joint eviction drive to remove illegal immigrants from the DAB. However, it said plantation activities by Assam in the area led to tensions. To address the issue, the chief ministers of Nagaland and Assam held discussions and decided that all activities in the DAB would be undertaken jointly by the two states. The move reflects the commitment of both governments to maintaining peace and cooperation in the border areas. The National Tuberculosis Elimination Program, Nagaland, held its biannual review meeting cum sensitization on AI solutions today in Kohima, with a renewed call to upskill services and strengthened elimination efforts. Addressing the meeting, Mission Director of the National Health Mission, Nagaland, Dr. Avile Zhao, said India is moving closer to achieving Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of ending TB with several new initiatives such as the 100 Days campaign.
The launching of 100 Days campaign in 347 districts across the nation and three in our state last year has yielded much of the desired benefit, and now it has been extended to all districts. This TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan campaign mainly focuses on the vulnerable communities. Hence, from the initial phase itself, this group of people should clearly be identified with the help of our health workers such as ASHAs, CHOs, and micro-planning needs to be in place in all the districts.
Dr. Zhao stressed upon better use of diagnostic tools like NAT machines, improved screening and proper documentation of TB-related deaths, raising concern over the low uptake of CYTB testing and preventive treatment in Nagaland. She urged districts to focus on better counseling during home visits. Dr. Zhao also informed that 166 villages in Nagaland have been declared TB-free under the TB Mukt Panchayat initiative this year and expressed hope that more villages would achieve the status. The meeting also recognized the role of Wadhwani AI in bringing artificial intelligence to enhance the program. The ICAR Krishi Vigyan Kendra KVK Wokha has been awarded the best KVK in the northeastern region. The recognition was conferred by ICAR NRCB in acknowledgement of the team's exemplary work and impactful contributions selected from over 200 nominations. The award was presented today during the 32nd Foundation Day and Kisan Mela held in Tiruchirappalli, Tamil Nadu. Sharing her delight on the award, Tengjano S. Izang from ICAR KVK Wokha dedicated it to all the stakeholders in the state's agri and allied sector.
This award is for ICAR NEH region, ICAR Nagaland Center, and ICAR KVK Wokha, and the district administration, and the agri and allied department of Wokha, and the Wokha farmers. We are so happy and blessed to receive this award, and we look forward more to work on banana for the farming community.
A total of 19 farmers from Nagaland participated in the Mela to gain insights for the upcoming banana festival in the state. They are undergoing training in integrated nutrient management, high-tech banana cultivation practices, integrated pest and disease management, and food processing. The training program will further continue in Kerala from August 23. Under the aegis of the Nagaland Takofar Association, NTWA, 8 women athletes along with 2 officials have departed for the 38th National Takofar Championship scheduled to be held in Shirdi, Maharashtra from tomorrow. The team is led by manager Kojovesa Soho and coach Vemele Thingo and will be captained by Vicky Hinyo Zuma. This marks Nagaland women's first participation in the national championship. Meanwhile, 8 men athletes from NTWA will represent India at the World Outdoor Tug of War Championship in Nottingham, England from September 4 to 7. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Parliament passes promotion and regulation of online gaming bill 2025. Both houses adjourned assigned die as monsoon session concludes. Nagaland Legislative Assembly to hold 2-day session from September 2 and Nagaland and Assam governments to jointly undertake all future activities in disputed area belt. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.